Bobo spent $35,000, nearly the balance of his life savings, on the orusi, the wedding ceremony. He rented a large Afghan banquet hall in Fremont. The man who owned it knew him from Kabul and gave him a substantial discount. Bobo paid for the chelaz, our matching wedding bands, and for the diamond ring I picked out. He bought my tuxedo and my traditional green suit for the nikah, the swearing ceremony. For all the frenzied preparations that went into the wedding night, most of it blessedly by Khanum Tahiri and her friends, I remember only a handful of moments from it. I remember our nikah. We were seated around the table, Soraya and I dressed in green, the color of Islam, but also the color of spring and new beginnings. I wore a suit, Soraya, the only woman at the table, a veiled long-sleeved dress. Baba, General Tahiri, in a tuxedo this time, and several of Soraya's uncles were also present at the table. Soraya and I looked down, solemnly respectful, casting only sideways glances at each other. The mullah questioned the witnesses and read from the Quran. We said our oaths, signed the certificates. One of Soraya's uncles from Virginia, Sharif John, Khanum Tahiri's brother, stood up and cleared his throat. Soraya had told me that he had lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years. He worked for the INS and had an American wife, Susie. He was also a poet. A small man with a bird-like face and fluffy hair, he read a lengthy poem dedicated to Soraya, jotted down on hotel stationery paper. "Wah, wah, Sharif John," everyone exclaimed when he was finished. I remember walking toward the stage, now in my tuxedo, Soraya a veiled pari in white, our hands locked. Baba hobbled next to me, the general and his wife beside their daughter. A procession of uncles, aunts, and cousins followed as we made our way through the hall, parting a sea of applauding guests and blinking at flashing cameras. One of Soraya's cousins, Sharif John's son, held the Quran over our heads as we inched along. The wedding song, Ahistaburo, blared from the speakers, the same song the Russian soldier at the Mahipat checkpoint had sung the night Baba and I left Kabul. Make mourning into a key and throw it into the well. Go slowly, my lovely moon, go slowly. Let the morning sun forget to rise in the east. Go slowly, my lovely moon, go slowly. I remember sitting on the sofa, set on the stage like a throne, Soraya's hand in mine, as 300 or so faces looked on. We did Aina Mashaf, where they gave us a mirror and threw a veil over our heads, so we'd be alone to gaze at each other's reflection. Looking at Soraya's smiling face in that mirror, in the momentary privacy of the veil, I whispered to her for the first time that I loved her. A blush, red like henna,